The story of Tom and Ross. Tom and Ross met at the beginning of the 1990s. They lived in different houses in the same town and were supported by the same service. They met at local activities and both went to the same day centre. Tom remembers that at first he lived with several other people in a large house, but later he shared a house with just one other man. When this housemate moved out to live together with his girlfriend, Tom and Rose decided that they wanted to live together. The service manager remembers that subsequently Tom proposed and they decided to get married. They've been living together since 1995. Tom and Rose got married in 2008. Staff were supportive of their wish to get married and helped organise the wedding. Rose had a hen party. She and her friends dressed up as the pink ladies. She did not have family members who lived close by, but her aunt did come to the wedding. Tom's brother and mother also came. Tom said, "I don't think my mum was very keen. I'm not sure she was keen at all I was getting married or anything like that. But I mean, she came round to it. It was the staff that helped with the wedding." They had their wedding reception at a hotel. They celebrated with many people, including friends and staff from the service. Rose said, "We had a cake, a big one. Aye, it was nice." Tom and Rose still live together in the same house. Living together gives them more privacy as a couple. Tom says, "We don't have any people barging in or anything like that. The staff come over every day at certain times, but never stay. They don't do sleepovers or anything like that. The house is ours." Staff support them with some household tasks, but otherwise Tom and Rose are very independent. Rose continued to go to the local day centre and she works in a cafe. Tom has worked at different places over the years and provided advocacy work for a number of organisations. In 2006, he received an award for his advocacy work from the Queen. Tom and Rose travelled together to London for the ceremony, supported by a member of staff. They almost missed the ceremony as the hotel had forgotten to order a taxi. Tom remembers. She said, "Oh, I forgot." And then one of the men said to me he would go and try and find a taxi. He went out and he never came back. So we had to go down the road and find a taxi ourselves. Big road. And then in 5 minutes we got there. 5 minutes! Because you only had a certain amount of time. If you weren't there, you wouldn't be able to get in. So we only had 5 minutes spare to get up to the palace. Afterwards, they went to Harrods to celebrate. They also went to see Chitty Chitty Bang Bang at the theatre. Then around 4 years ago, Tom started to sometimes feel sad and low. He said, "I went to the doctors and I had to go. I don't even know what it was about because we went to the hospital and went to see this man. He said, 'You've got dementia.' I didn't even know what that meant, what it was. He said, 'My memory's going to go and things like that when I get older.'" Tom has a dual diagnosis of vascular dementia and Alzheimer's disease. But he hasn't had too many symptoms so far. He continues to be independent without needing a lot of extra support. The main change is that he now needs help with taking his medication in the morning and evening. He said, "We just kind of get on with it, you know. I've not been that bad yet, I don't think. We usually have three workers. One in the morning, because I have to get my pills and that, because I can't take the pills myself. Somebody comes in the morning, and then sometimes it might be the same worker, it could be another worker that comes later on. They'll come maybe from 1 to 4, something like that. And then at night time, somebody comes about 7, 8 and gives the pills at night time." The service manager says, "You've got the diagnosis, but the changes haven't been very quick." Getting the diagnosis of dementia was difficult. Tom was worried how it would affect Rose and their relationship. He felt overwhelmed by a lot of the information and is anxious about what the future might hold. Staff spoke to Rose separately about the dementia diagnosis. Shortly after his diagnosis, the COVID-19 pandemic happened. It was a difficult time for Tom and Rose, and both felt more isolated. They're happy now to be able to do more things again, like going to local cafes and out for meals and walks. For their last anniversary, they stayed in the honeymoon suite at a hotel for a night and listened to some live music. Tom tries to focus on the here and now, but sometimes he gets worried and he feels less confident than before. He says that it's almost like he's waiting for changes to happen, and he can get anxious about the future. Rose tries to reassure Tom and to support him. She tries to be positive and to focus on their life now. Tom and Rose can talk to staff if they have questions or worries. Staff are there to listen and try to help Tom to focus on what is happening now. Tom and Rose find it helpful to talk to workers they trust. They don't always get on with the same people and are comfortable with different support workers. They prefer talking to people they know well. Tom said, "We've got a couple of workers that we could sit and talk to them about things, but there's some I just couldn't. I mean, they'll come and they'll do what they have to do, but I couldn't sit down and have a conversation with them." Tom and Rose have started to make plans for their future care. With help from their workers, they have met with a solicitor. Tom said it's just for when things start to go downhill. They'll have to take over medical things or legal things like that. The service manager said that's been part of the conversation that's been had with Tom about writing down the information that's important to him. Rose is doing that separately, because that's a different piece of work and that's important for her. In the future, Tom and Rose want to move into a smaller house that doesn't have stairs. Rose has already said she's fallen going up the stairs. "We're on the list," said Tom, "but I don't know. It could take years before we even get another house. Hopefully, we'll have a chance of getting one. The house we've got now is all right, but it's too big. Finding a house that meets their needs now and in the future has been difficult. They've already viewed a few houses and turned them down. They're currently on a housing list, but every time they turn down a house, they get pushed further down the list." Staff have talked to Tom and Rose about care homes in case that's needed or wanted in the future. Tom struggles to understand what this means. Sometimes he thinks it might be okay, but other times he says definitely not. And how would this affect his relationship with Rose? Tom and Rose hope they can go on holidays again in the near future, now that COVID restrictions have gone.